Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. And please subscribe to my channel and thumbs up. You can really help me if you do this. You can increase my view and overall help me to spread the passion for engineering and for car design. Thank you guys. This video of today is about Alfa 75. Yes, Alfa Romeo 75. You know, this car was really symbolic for the brand and even for all the passionate people of this brand. This car was born, you know, from the body of the Alfa Romeo Giulietta. And this body was derived from the Alfa Romeo Alfetta. It produced later even the body for the Alfa 90 and overall the Alfa 75. So we have a design that had to use a previous frame, body and mechanical, and to give a new shape for the car. So they just have to fight with the scarcity of money. So they reuse the body frame and the body dimension, but with new design. And you can see the car is quite balanced. You see it's balanced in the design, and overall is the gray line on the body that helps people to understand the power that they want to communicate with this design and with this car. The car was a sedan with the front engine and back rear wheel drive. You see that the body was aggressive and the car was really good on the car driver that loved the sport of the car, the sport, the racing passion. And in fact, the car for the design of the 80s was quite balanced. So you see the body, the difference of the dimension from the front and the back boot, balanced, aggressive, with a line that is lower on the front and higher in the back. And the interior, yes, interior, you find the typical plastic of the 80s, not really good quality, and really the design was quite wrecked with the line, straight line, so not the best quality we know overall. But what really important was the passion that they want to communicate, because you can see that there are some details really sports and maybe even naive in some way. For example, we had some tools that was particular. As you can see, the electrical windows was on the ceiling. So yes, it was something that not practical, but really emotional to use. Or another thing that was quite particular was the command to move the hand brake. You can see is that this shape is quite particular, as if you want to be sure the driver could not lose this handbrake, but only to make you turn very fast, as in the car movie. So yes, it was quite emotional as a car. And in fact, even all the commercial of the car were based on the emotion that the car could communicate to the driver. Yes, because one of the most important thing was the emotion. Alfa Romeo was an emotional car. So with this car, they want to communicate, to give it to every driver. Yes, it's unique, the car that you are driving. And in fact, this car was different from the other competitor of its segment. Was different not only for the design or for the brand, but even for technical solution. For technical solution that made the car so different from the other. And these technical solutions were always underlined in the commercial. And the commercial was always about unicity and about the passion of this car. One of the most important thing of the car was that it was a real wheel drive. Yes, so emotional, the creative driving, but the engine is one of the best thing of the car. We have different engine. Now you can see just the V6 that was called the Violin of Arese, Violino di Arese, as we say in Italian. So a 6-cylinder with the 119 horsepower, but the car was really interesting overall on the frame, on the suspension. You can see in the front suspension we don't have elastical spring, but we have a longitudinal bar as elastic element with the bumper. So the lower weight position helped the car on the steering, on the turning, on the driving. And the back, yes, the back, we have the gearbox on the back with the differential, and overall you can see the disc brake just in the center of the car. So the weight was totally balanced, and the wheels were speed to come back on the position after a bump. But overall, there is the Ponte de Dion. Yes, Ponte de Dion is a design of the rear suspension that matched together a straighter rigid axis with the not rigid axis, because you can see there is a triangular metal shape that keep the gearbox in position, keep the suspension in position, but overall allow the wheel to move independently. So it's a really expensive technical solution that now you can find only on very expensive car. For example, you can find on Ferrari F12 on the some car really, really expensive and special. You don't find on car of this brand or this level of price. So this was just something that was appreciated only from client that could know that the car was made in this way under the body. Here you can see all the beautiful engineering design. You can see that this deposition keep 50% of the weight in the front and 50% on the back, and overall in the middle of the car. So in the center is the best position to have the weight. And you can see now how it's beautiful to see the mechanical of this car. It's just something artistic. So something that now is too much expensive to produce and to sell at that price. So this car was unique even for this kind of emotion that could communicate to people that overall love this. Now you can see in this scheme how a rigid axle suspension behavior has on the bumper. So you see all the wheels move even if only one had a bumper. Instead, in another way, if you have a Ponte de Dion, you see that if you take a bump, but only one wheel moves at all, even if the rigid axle keep the static of the car better. And now you can see how in a turn, you see that the body of the car move, but the rear wheel is vertical, so is orthogonal to the body. So keep the back wheel touching the asphalt, the road. One of the best things driving this car was to compare with a BMW. Yes, BMW is a big competitor of Alfa Romeo. And the E30 BMW was just a legend, but compared to Alfa 75, there was no compromise. Alfa 75 was just three level more developed, more sophisticated of BMW. But this had only the ability to keep high the tension on the competition. Yes, because one of the biggest competitor was just BMW, and on the tracks of all the world, overall in Europe, we have big competition. And there was here during DTM in the 1980s, in the 90s, where 75 and BMW E30 always has to keep fighting each other. And this was really brilliant situation, because we had the best of engineering of Italian and the best of engineering of the German, competitive and on the tracks of all the world. Overall, Alfa 75 was not a too much expensive car, so many people could reach that car, and even some small team could use overall over the Alfa Romeo. So Alfa Romeo was the big team, but other many teams could use this car on the tracks to have competition. And this car was really performance was really high. And you can see many brands, many different teams use this car, and many different had satisfaction. You see the behavior of this car was really sports, really racing, even if remember was just a sedan car. Yes, this car is just a legend in Italy today, because Alfa Romeo, yes, we use even overall the police department use this car, and even the Carabinieri, so the police, the army of Italy use. And yes, it was just a legend. You see how they can make this performance, and how beautiful was those car on this color with the paint on the side. And yes, it's just something very, very beautiful. Okay, guys, thank you for watching this video. Thumbs up and subscribe to my channel. Bye. Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage, and please subscribe to my channel and thumbs up. You can really help me if you do this. You can increase my view and overall help me to spread the passion for engineering and for car design. Thank you guys. This video of today is about Alfa 75. Yes, Alfa Romeo 75. You know, this car was really symbolic for the brand and even for all the passionate people of this brand. This car was born, you know, from the body of the Alfa Romeo Giulietta. And this body was derived from the Alfa Romeo Alfetta. It produced later even the body for the Alfa 90 and overall the Alfa 75. So we have a design that had to use a previous frame, body and mechanical, and to give a new shape for the car. So they just have, as always, have to fight with the scarcity of money. So they reuse the body frame and the body dimension, but with new design. And you can see the car is quite balanced. You see it's balanced in the design, and overall is the gray line on the body that helps people to understand the power that they want to communicate with this design and with this car. The car was a sedan with front engine and back rear wheel drive. You see that the body was aggressive and the car was really good on the car driver that loved the sport of the car, the sport, the racing passion. And in fact, the car for the design of the 80s was quite balanced. So you see the body, the difference of the dimension from the front and the back boot, balanced, aggressive, with a line that is lower on the front and higher in the back. And the interior, yes, interior, you find the typical plastic of the 80s, not really good quality, and really the design was quite wrecked with the line, straight line, so not the best quality we know overall. But what really important was the passion that they want to communicate, because you can see that there are some details really sports and maybe even naive in some way. For example, we had some tools that was particular. As you can see, the electrical windows was on the ceiling, so yes, it was something that not practical but really emotional to use. Or another thing that was quite particular was the command to move the hand brake. You can see is that this shape is quite particular, as if you want to be sure the driver could not lose this handbrake, but only to make you turn very fast, as in the car movie. So yes, it was quite emotional as a car. And in fact, even all the commercial of the car were based on the emotion that the car could communicate to the driver. Yes, because one of the most important thing was the emotion. Alfa Romeo was an emotional car. So with this car, they want to communicate, to give it to every driver. Yes, it's unique, the car that you are driving. And in fact, this car was different from the other competitor of its segment. Was different not only for the design or for the brand, but even for technical solution. For technical solution that made the car so different from the other. And these technical solutions were always underlined on the commercial. And the commercial was always about unicity and about the passion of this car. One of the most important thing of the car was that it was a real wheel drive. Yes, so emotional, the creative driving, but the engine is one of the best thing of the car. We have different engine. Now you can see just the V6 that was called the Violin of Arese, Violino di Arese, as we say in Italian. So a 6-cylinder with the 119 horsepower, but the car was really interesting overall on the frame, on the suspension. You can see in the front suspension we don't have elastical spring, but we have a longitudinal bar as elastic element with the bumper, so the lower weight position helped the car on the steering, on the turning, on the driving. And the back, yes, the back, we have the gearbox on the back with the differential, and overall you can see the disc brake just in the center of the car, so the weight was totally balanced. And the wheels were speed to come back on the position after a bump. But overall, there is the Ponte de Dion. Yes, Ponte de Dion is a design of the rear suspension that matched together what is a straighter rigid axis with the not rigid axis, because you can see there is a triangular metal shape that keep the gearbox in position, keep the suspension in position, but overall allow the wheel to move independently. So is a really expensive technical solution that now you can find only on very expensive car. For example, you can find on Ferrari F12 on the, some car really, really expensive and special. You don't find on car of this brand or this level of price. So this was just something that was appreciated only from client that could know that the car was made in this way under the body. Here you can see all the beautiful engineering design. You can see that this deposition keep 50% of the weight in the front and 50% on the back, and overall in the middle of the car. So in the center is the best position to have the weight. And you can see now how it's beautiful to see the mechanical of this car. It's just something artistic. So something that now is too much expensive to produce and to sell at that price. So this car was unique even for this kind of emotion that could communicate to people that overall love this. Now you can see in this scheme how a rigid axle suspension behavior has on the bumper. So you see all the wheels move even if only one had the bumper. Instead, in the different, in another way, if you have a Ponte de Dion, you see that if you take a bump, but only one wheel moves at all, even if the rigid axle keep the static of the car better. And now you can see how in a turn, you see that the body of the car move, but the rear wheel is vertical, so is orthogonal to the body. So keep the back wheel touching the asphalt, the road. One of the best things driving this car was to compare with a BMW. Yes, BMW is a big competitor of Alfa Romeo. And E30 BMW was just a legend, but compared to Alfa 75, there was no compromise. Alfa 75 was just three levels more developed, more sophisticated of BMW. But this had only the ability to keep high the tension on the competition. Yes, because one of the biggest competitors was just BMW, and on the tracks of all the world, overall in Europe, we have big competition. And there was here during DTM in the 1980s, in the 90s, where 75 and BMW at 30 always has to keep fighting each other. And this was really brilliant situation, because we had the best of engineering of Italian and the best of engineering of the German, competitive and on the tracks of all the world. Overall, Alfa 75 was not a too much expensive car, so many people could reach that car, and even some small team could use overall over the Alfa Romeo. So Alfa Romeo was the big team, but other many teams could use this car on the tracks to have competition. And this car was really performance, was really high. And you can see you can see many brands, many different teams use this car, and many different had satisfaction. You see the behavior of this car was really sports, really racing, even if, remember, was just a sedan car. Yes, this car is just a legend in Italy today, because Alfa Romeo, yes, we use even overall the police department use this car, and even the Carabinieri, so the police, the army of Italy use. And yes, it was just a legend. You see how they can make this performance, and how beautiful was those car on this color with the paint on the side. And yes, it's just something very, very beautiful. Okay, guys, thank you for watching this video. Thumbs up and subscribe to my channel. Bye.